committed to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. We're continuing on Thursdays our study through the book of Galatians. We're picking up in Galatians chapter 4, which says this: I mean that the heir, as long as he is a child, is no different from a slave, though he is the owner of everything. But he is under guardians and managers until the date set by his father. In the same way, also, when we were children, we were enslaved to the elementary principles of this world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father, so that you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir through God. There are many ways that you can have distance or misunderstanding between one person and another. One of those would be culture. So if I were to fly over to Australia and start to have a conversation with someone there, there might be some subtle differences, though we would be speaking the same language, we're both speaking English, about culture and the things that are valued in one society or culture over another. Another divider might be something like language. I could go find a 35-year-old believing male with four kids and a wife over in Russia. And beyond the cultural differences, we would also have language differences. It would be difficult to communicate, to understand one another, because we're speaking a different language. But maybe one of the greatest barriers of misunderstanding between one person and another might be the barrier of time. Our oldest, Jack, has been reading this book on King Tut. And famously, the Egyptians wrote with a script that was pictures. This was how they communicated ideas, hieroglyphics. And this is an ancient system of writing. But for hundreds, thousands of years even, the meaning behind these pictures, between these representative images that they used to communicate ideas, it was lost to us. It was lost to time. Until something crazy happened in 1799, the Rosetta Stone was found in Egypt. Rosetta Stone had writing from ancient Egyptian hieroglyphs and ancient Greek on it. And since the ancient Greek was easy enough to translate into modern language, they were able to read the Egyptian for the first time. They used those to develop a system to understand the hieroglyphics on the stone, and because of that, the hieroglyphics on pyramids and artwork were able to be translated and understood for the first time in thousands of years. So with all of our advancements in technology, we struggle to understand this very ancient writing system. We can be separated by time, and often we forget that this Bible was written to people who were, at the earliest, living 2,000 years ago in a different culture and in a different language. In the Old Testament, it's much, much older than that. But this here, in Galatians, we want to be careful to approach Scripture in the context in which it was written. And we want to understand the culture and the way things were being communicated at that time. It's an important part of Bible translation. It's why it can be very difficult to get at some ideas, though Scripture is meant to be read and understood. And we have good Bible translations to this day. But first, before we get to that, the first part of this passage that we're talking about is talking about, again, the law. This is kind of picking up on a piece that we were talking about last week, that the law, even though the Hebrews, the Jews, were God's people, they were under a sort of guardian or a manager because the fullness of time had not come. And so Paul compares that to a child who, though they are the heir, though they are the one who's going to inherit everything, for a period of time, they don't own it all. They don't have it all because they are children. But when they step into adulthood, they are able to step into their role as heir. Same thing here. Under the law, when the fullness of time has come, God sent his son. And when that happened, both the Jews and the Gentiles were able to step into the fullness of a relationship with God. But here's the piece that I want to get to. So that we might receive adoption as sons. Some Bible translations want to interpret certain of these passages that say something like sons or men or speaking in this way to sons and daughters. And sometimes that might be a faithful translation, and that might be helpful. Here it would not. And why? You have received adoption as sons. Now, what would that mean in an ancient Eastern context? What is the son that a daughter would never be? The son is an heir. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father, so that you are no longer a slave, but a son. What does that mean? And if a son, then an heir through God. So there is a sense in which all of us, as believers in Christ Jesus, are heirs. We are sons because what it says in Romans chapter 8, we are co-heirs with Christ. That means we are going to receive an inheritance from our Heavenly Father, all of us, men, women. And this is something which it talks about in the last chapter. There is neither slave nor free, male or female, for all are one in Christ Jesus. When it comes to receiving a blessing, an inheritance as sons of our Heavenly Father. So thank you, God, for the reminder that for those of us who are in Christ, we have received the Spirit of sonship by which we cry, Abba, Father, that you are our Heavenly Father. And though you are holy, 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 and you are so above and beyond, you are righteous and beyond our comprehension. You also tell us to call you Father, and we can approach you as your sons, and we can look forward to an inheritance, both now in this life and having a relationship with you, but especially when we step into glory, and there's no more sin, and there's no more brokenness, and there's no more pain, and we can experience a perfect relationship with you. We look forward to that day, and we live in the already that we experience as your sons here on earth. Help us to walk in that, and to share that with those who are around us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.